really interesting that the AFL put up a trophy that was probably just going to sit in AFL house anyway.
Might eat my lunch out of it during the week, can you?
It's not like the Malcolm Blight Cup that Victoria and South Australia played for that would either sit at AFL or the AFL Victoria or at the Sandfill offices. I'm not sure what the Vicks and the WA boys played for.
There's all the Cats now assembling up as well. Hawkins, Tui, Blitzarves, Dangerfield.
No jumper swaps have gone on. I thought these are the ones that are now going out to be... Well,
I think they're probably going to be auctioned, are they?
I would suggest.
They're probably worn two. That often happens in those matches where it's a charity match. They'll sometimes wear two, and you can potentially auction them off, sign the number, and they'll hang proudly on someone's wall.
Yeah, keep one and offload one.
Yeah.
So we will go downstairs very shortly. Just some key numbers for Kerr's Hire. Bucky, well,
just while Bucky's doing that, take us through, boys, the Cats. We just saw four of them there. Waiting for the presentation.
Here's Kath Lockton, the on-ground MC.
Success through your extraordinary efforts and elite performance. Tonight, the best on ground was voted on by Ray Gallagher, president of the Omeo District Football Netball League, Stephen Griffin, CEO of the Victoria State Emergency Service, Nick Rewalt, Luke Hodge, and public votes via Google. Please welcome Andrew Goody, captain at Culcan North West Rural Fire Service and president of Culcan Football Netball Club, to present the State of Origin Bushfire Relief Best on Ground Medal to Dustin Martin of Victoria.
So Dusty's numbers, please, for Kerr's Hire. Bucky?
23 disposals, 11 handball receives, 7 inside 50s, 2 clearances, 2 goals, 3. Didn't lay a tackle and had... $4 assists.
Yeah, just thank all the supporters and the AFL for putting it on for a great cause, and a lot of great players tonight. Cheers.
So he's a man of few words, Dusty.
Big trophy cabinet.
Well, prior to the presentation of the State of Origin Bushfire Trophy, let us first acknowledge the performance of the All-Stars with a round of applause. Would you now please welcome Trent Cochran and Damien Hardwick to receive the State of Origin Bushfire Trophy from Gordon Nichols, captain of Bigara CFA Brigade and president of the Upper Murray Football League.
So, Dimmer and Koch to receive the trophy.
I'm not sure, what are we doing?
Beautiful. You want me to hold it?
Yeah, you hold it.
Yep. I just wanted to say thank you to the AFL for giving us the opportunity to come out, put on a show for you guys. The support's been amazing. Obviously, it's more than a game. It's about the communities that have been challenged. It's about our services that have provided help and support. And I think it shows why Australia is such a special place. We all come together at times like this. It doesn't stop now. This will go on for years to come. So I encourage you all to get out to the communities, support them however you can, and thank you very much once again.
Nicely spoken.
Finish it off, Dimmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, that now concludes the formalities for the Bushfire Relief doubleheader. Thank you for all your support and enjoy your evening.
So Kath Lockton down there, boundary side. What we're going to do in this fifth quarter is take a break, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Of course, City to Serve Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essington Street, Grovedale. Plan is to go into both rooms. Lockie Young will set himself up in the Victorian rooms first, and we'll head down to the All-Stars. Lock, you down in the Big V rooms.
Yeah, down in the Big V rooms, Kingy, but unfortunately no song by the looks of it. The players have walked in and a few slaps on the back and some high fives amongst the support staff here, but then straight into a meeting room, but no song. So,
what are they waiting for next week? They're going to pump themselves up.
They're probably going to get the words.
Well, that could be true as well. I think Todd Goldstein and Sean Higgins would be the only players from North Melbourne, from the top of my head, in the Victorian team, who would know the words sort of back to front. But the coaches have just got the players at the moment. So no song for the Victorian team. And if the Mexican wave wasn't the death of State of Origin, then surely the fact that there's no song in the Victorian rooms is just about the final nail in the coffin.
All right, good stuff from you down there, Lockie. Just keep us in the loop with what is happening in regards to having a chat with a player. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. The Blitzarves Hawkins matchup, gentlemen, really didn't provide us with a lot.
She was a bit of a fizzer, wasn't it?
Just speaking, just quickly, KC Twitter, Darren Gilmore, riveting radio at K-Rock Football Bet, possible Zach Tui giving away not footy boots.
Oh, settle down. Look, it looked like a good one off the stick. It skewed a little bit into the rough. And
you're not playing your best game in 12 months and giving away your boots.
Was
that his best game?
Oh, in 12 months. He wouldn't have played too many better ones than that, would he?
Brand new pair of boots. What's he not gotten enough to give them away?
2019. You didn't skew that into the rough. You put that into the bunker and taken 9 shots to get out.
Yeah, but at least I had a go. I was on the tee. I was having a go.
I imagine one thing, Tom, every club would be very happy that all players got through unscathed.
There was only one little scare for Darcy Moore when he went to a contest and just sort of came out of it a bit lame, but he played the match out, so I'm sure there's no significant issue there, and he'll have a bit of a break. The Magpies play Sunday, but none of these boys will obviously front up for that against Richmond up at Wangaratta. I suppose that's the only disappointment for the people of Wangaratta, that they've been robbed of seeing Dusty, Trent Cotchin, Pendlebury, Jeremy Howe, guys like that.
You probably still see them. You just won't see them on the ground.
They won't be playing, though.
Yeah. See them with a green cannon there.
Dusty, you probably have to get a chauffeur up that way.
Cracking old ground is the Norman's Oval at Wangaratta Showgrounds, of course. And then we've got one March series round of matches to play. Works out well for the Cats guys because they've now got a 10-day break and they can probably comfortably play in that third March series game, get another blowout before, of course, round one. So we're just waiting for Lockie to come on in with a player down in the rooms, and we'll find out a little bit more. So Geelong Insurance Brokers, of course, insuring Geelong for 25 years.
I know we've got Mark and Gold coming up, but I'm just intrigued by our expert comments. Normally, if a team concedes, 10 to 12 goals in one quarter, you'd say, well, gee, they've got some work to do, and they've got a couple of passengers, and you know, I don't know. How did the All-Stars actually let that happen? It's unusual
up.
To think about, isn't it?
They gave up. They didn't really care. There was literally no care, Coz. Seriously.
It's hard to fathom, isn't it?
Nah, they just...
They've had one less scoring shot, Coz. They should have been 8-9 goals up themselves. Yeah, halfway through the third
quarter. Still would have found a way.
They took the eye off the ball when they started doing the Mexican wave. And
they did.
I mean, that was cheeky. Just off the KC Twitter, in regards to what the pundits out there, Kingy, thought about tonight. Ellie says she loved it. Chris Camparelli says yes. If it's true State of Origin, didn't care watching for All Stars, but if it was Western Australia, would have been pumped. And Darren Gilmore says no, definitely no. Sorry, Ted, EJ Witten. So, and Chris says, I reckon they should play it again next year. So there you go.
Yeah,
They must have been listening to our call. They couldn't have been watching it live.
Unless the state versus state concept comes back. It was a nice idea for the 150th anniversary, and it was a nice idea for tonight, but I would be very surprised if we're seeing it in anything other than state v state form going forward. But I think, Brownie, they should investigate the Vic Country, Vic Metro option.
At senior level?
Yep.
It's not going to happen, Kingy.
No?
No. I don't think the interest is there.
Yeah, no, I don't think the interest is there.
So if you were to take Vic Country in South Australia to GMHBA Stadium?
Oh, nah. Nah.
I'm for the All-Star Weekend type thing.
Where it's...
Make it a celebration.
So
an
how do you... exhibition? Splitting them is the issue, though.
I'm going back to my original thought of next year have WA versus the All-Stars.
Yep, or then South Australia versus
South
the
Australia.
All-Star.
So some of the Victorians play with Harry Wald and all those sort of blokes.
Yep. Oh.
We're just waiting
what
to hopefully...
What if you had two captains and they just pick the sides?
Oh, LeBron and Giannis.
Yes. Schoolyard. And then you could go out and lead. You and Peter Dacos could do like a goal-kicking competition and you could have a marking competition on the bag. Torpedo comp. Skills weekend.
Skills weekend, yeah.